Hi, everybody, and welcome to this interview for Channel 9. This is James Senior, the web technology evangelist for Microsoft. Today I'm joined by Stephen Walther, who is program manager at Microsoft. So let's just start off by doing a quick introduction. Just sure. Tell the Niners who you are and what you do at Microsoft.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm a program manager on the ASP.NET Ajax team, and I'm really excited to be here today because we're working on coming out with a new version of the Microsoft Ajax framework.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
But prior to this role, you were doing something else in the community, weren't you? People might know you from that as well.
That's right. So I used to work as a community PM for ASP.NET MVC, and so I used to do a lot of MVC stuff. And before that, I wrote a lot of ASP.NET books in the past.
Excellent. Good stuff.
Yep.
So Microsoft Ajax Framework. Let's dig into that a little bit more.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. So we've been coming out with previews over the last year. And
quite a few previews, though. Not
quite
just
a few,
one.
Yes.
Or two.
Two. We're up to, this will actually be preview six.
This is what's coming out today, is Microsoft Ajax Library preview six.
Preview six.
Excellent.
Yeah, and so we've been on a pretty regular cadence. We've been coming out with previews over the last year, and we've gotten a lot of great community feedback, and we've been incorporating that into, you know, how we're building the framework.
This is something that's really refreshing to see from Microsoft, is this kind of agile, quick iterations, getting code out there for people to play with. And you know, how long have we been doing the previews? It's been quite a short period of time so far. I mean,
it's been a year.
So we've had six previews, six different drops of code for people to play with within a year. That's pretty good. I like it.
I think so. Yeah.
So what has been in the past previews? What have people been playing with, and what's been exciting for people so far?
Yeah, so the main emphasis of our Microsoft Ajax library has been on data access. And so we think we have a really great data access story. So it's all designed around enabling you to create templates and being able to access back-end data services like WCF services or ADO.NET data services and displaying the data. So that's our strong point.
Cool. And so with Preview 6, what are we getting now?
Oh, Preview 6. So talking again about the feedback, the community feedback, one of the things that we did in the earlier versions is we really emphasized doing a declarative model for everything. In other words, you know, putting tags in, putting attributes in, and using that to kind of, you know, drive the JavaScript experience. And we still, you know, a lot of people love that, and we still support that. But one of the pieces of feedback we've been getting is people really like the imperative model, too. Especially jQuery developers. People coming from a jQuery background or ASP.NET MVC developers in particular just love, you know, writing directly in the JavaScript code. So I'm really excited about this preview because this is the first time that we've incorporated a lot of that feedback into changes in the product to support this really, you know, clean imperative syntax for doing everything.
Right, and declarative versus imperative. I mean, it's not really a versus thing, but it's more of a style, right? It's people's personal preference.
I don't know. People get passionate about it.
They do.
They get really passionate.
I mean,
about
my
it.
Personal preference is a mix. I think there's
value. You're just wrong.
There's no wrong or right.
No, you're just.
I like to combine a little bit of declarative with some imperative stuff. That's what makes sense for me.
Yeah.
So, but there are some people out there who, you know, love declarative stuff, the web forms, through, you know, fully into that, and then you've got the imperative side of things, which is, you know, traditionally what you'd be doing a lot of JavaScript development in.
Sure, yeah. No, and that's absolutely right. There's different audiences out there, they want different things, and we want to support, you know, all of it.
Well, it's great to hear that we're kind of catering for that wide audience of web developers.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yep.
So let's drill into the main things that are in Preview 6.
Oh, I can show some code? Can I show you some code?
I'd love to. I mean, that's what we've got the laptop here for.
Yeah, let me show you some code.
Ready to go.
So, this is kind of the first time this has been publicly seen. So, this is exciting right here. So, this is our new imperative syntax. First thing I want you to notice is, you know, there's this start, JS file up here. And that's what launches everything else that's going on in the page.
That's a good naming convention for that file.
We call it, calling it start.
Very sensible.
Yeah, thank you. And then in the body of the page, what this page does is it creates a watermark. So it does something, you know, pretty simple, but it's creating a watermark and attaching it to an element in the page. Now, to get a watermark relies on a bunch of different JavaScript files, some base files. And so you don't want to actually have to load all of those files individually. What you want to do is just, you know, load up a watermark and get all those dependent files and start, you know, being able to use it automatically.
Right, because historically, what I remember seeing in pages is a whole bunch of JavaScript files includes. And it's like, oh, which ones do I include?
Yeah.
and then it beefs up my page. It doesn't make it look pretty.
Well, for complex JavaScript applications, you don't really want to track all those dependencies. You just want the framework to figure it out for you, and that's what we've done here. We've added in a script loader that automatically figures out all these dependencies and loads executes everything in the right order and gets all that right.
Very slick.
The nice thing here is this is where I'm actually creating the watermark. And this is wrapping across multiple lines just for formatting reasons. But this is really just one line of code where we're creating a new watermark control. I'm attaching it to every element in the page that has a image title class associated with it. And then I'm just saying some properties on it. So it's a really nice, clean imperative syntax. If you scroll down on the page, you see there's no, there's nothing special going on down here. This is nice, clean markup down here on the bottom. It's just an input tag, and I've now converted this into a watermark. And just so you'll, believe me.
We believe you, yeah. But just in case you don't.
Yeah, the part that we left out of the whole development process was, the functionality.
But, right, of course.
Yeah, no, here's proof. Here's proof it's actually working, and we do have a watermark, and if you click inside of it, the watermark goes away. So
sure enough.
So very, very clean syntax.
And you're using IE8 there, but obviously you can use this any browser.
That's a great point. Yeah. So we're not tied to any Microsoft technologies in any way. This works great with Chrome 3 if you want to use it. Chrome 3, Safari, Firefox, whatever. This will work on any modern browser.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear when we're developing web apps.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to worry about that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have to test it across all the different browsers and make sure that the code actually works. We've done that for you.
And whilst we're on the subject of cross browsers, there's another cross story, which is cross-platform. Because, of course, we're talking about a Microsoft Ajax library, which is completely client-side and has no dependencies necessarily on the platform that you're using to run your server-side code. Yep. Now, of course, ASP.NET is super cool, super fantastic.
We love it.
We heart ASP.NET. But there are other developers out there who are using other platforms.
They're confused.
Yes. They're confused and yet to be enlightened by myself.
There you go.
But they are out there. And we're talking about the PHP guys. We're talking about the Ruby on Rails guys and a plethora of other platforms.
Yep.
The good news for them, right, is that you can use the MS Ajax library and everything you're going to see today on top of those platforms.
Absolutely. We're completely server-side agnostic. So, we're concentrating on, this is pure JavaScript. So this is a pure JavaScript library. You can use it with PHP, Ruby on Rails, whatever. Doesn't matter. Of course, we'd like it if you used ASP.NET. And there's certain features that are optimized for ASP.NET, like in terms of WCF access and ADO.NET data services, but all this stuff would also work with any JSON endpoint. So everything's designed to be server agnostic.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Cool. So that's a bit about the watermark and declarative and imperative syntax here. So what's the next big feature that we've got in this preview?
Okay. All right. Do you like jQuery?
I think it's pretty useful. I do. I've been known to dabble in a bit of jQuery in my time.
Have you? So... one thing, so again, my background was with ASP.NET MVC, and jQuery really kind of exploded onto the scene with the MVC world because, a lot of passionate jQuery developers around ASP.NET MVC. Mm-hmm. And, jQuery is just it's a fantastic library for doing DOM selection.
Yeah.
And it's just, and understandably, people love it for that. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to make it very easy for existing jQuery developers to take advantage of all these great features that we're building into the Microsoft Ajax library.
So, of course.
So, we want them to be able to take advantage of templates and, the controls that we introduce and all that kind of stuff in a very natural jQuery-like way.
Right. And jQuery is actually part of MVC in terms of ASP.NET MVC.
It ships, yeah. It ships with it. Right now, you download ASP.NET MVC, you get jQuery along with it.
And, it's a big hat tip to Mr. John Ressig, who's the creator of jQuery.
Smart guy.
And he's really moved the needle in terms of JavaScript development because he's made it a lot more accessible to developers.
Absolutely.
And, we'll dig into a little bit more about, why JavaScript is really being seen as a great development language. And it's thanks to, the Microsoft Ajax library and libraries like jQuery that made it much easier to code.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So... can I show you another code sample?
I would love to see it.
All right. So this is, part of our goal here was to make it really easy for someone who's already been using jQuery, and maybe you've already started building an application using jQuery, for a person in that situation to be able to start taking advantage of our other features. So this is very similar to the previous page that I showed you. You know, again, it has a watermark that we're creating here.
You love your watermark demos, don't you, Steve?
I do. I love the watermark control.
It's just not limited to watermarks, right?
Well,
we've got other stuff as well.
Maybe. But the watermark's so cool. Why would we? Anyway, so, but the critical difference here is notice that there's this little, you know, dollar sign thing. And this is what every jQuery developer loves. It's the selector operator from jQuery. And this is the jQuery selector. So I'm using something that looks very much like the standard jQuery plugin syntax to create a Microsoft Ajax watermark control right here in the page.
Right. So we've got the melding together of two libraries.
Melding, I like that. So but this is kind of mind-blowing because the stuff that has to go on here under the covers is pretty amazing because we're actually automatically generating these plugins for you so you don't have to think about it. So, you know, there's nowhere in this page do I actually like pull in the watermark files. Remember, there's, you know, several files to get the watermark to work. I don't have to do that. Again, because I'm using you'll notice up here, I am taking advantage of the script loader.
The magical script loader, which solves all of our problems.
It does. It does. So the magical script loader, one of the scripts I'm pulling in is jQuery. But the other thing I'm pulling in is watermark. And after I pull that in, I can use that just like any other jQuery plugin.
Nice.
So, oh, and I have to throw this in as well.
Please do.
This thing supports chaining. So, you know, what's the point of jQuery without chaining? So if I wanted to, you know, change the background color now of the watermark, I could just go ahead and put, you know, a dot. Dot style on it and
chain away.
Chain away, that's right.
Excellent. That's good to hear. It's a pretty powerful way to code in JavaScript, of course, and jQuery.
Yep.
Cool. Nice demo. So that's the script loader in action.
Yes.
And, you know, people who who hear kind of magic code that does a lot of stuff for you behind the scenes, a little bit skeptical, but, you know, how can people check it out and see what's going on behind the scenes?
Well, I mean, it's pure JavaScript. So, you know, open up the files, see our code. You know, this is all an open source project. You can download it. You can play with it. You can see it. So, you know, I mean, the code's out there for you to modify. So if you're, there's nothing to be afraid of in Microsoft Ajax.
There you go. It's good to know. Yeah. And on the performance side, the script loader introduces some nice performance features, right? Because performance is a big deal in terms of websites.
Yeah, especially JavaScript heavy websites. Ajax heavy websites, huge deal.
Exactly.
Yeah, because all of those files have to be pushed out there, you know, all the time. So, yeah, so we have two things to help for that. We have, you know, the script loader. And the nice thing about the script loader is, what it will do is it will simultaneously, in parallel, it will download all the JavaScript files.
Simultaneously and in parallel. Hang on, just break that down for me so I can understand
what
you're talking
about.
That's
actually the same word twice, but it sounded good that way.
Overemphasis, I like it.
Yeah. So, but what it will do is it will download all the required files by, in this case, so, I get full IntelliSense here. I should show you the IntelliSense, it's really cool.
Whoa, did you just say IntelliSense for JavaScript?
That's right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that nice? You're getting full IntelliSense here. So the so you go ahead and, you know, list out the controls, the components that you need, and then the script loader, what it does is it, you know, it looks to figure out all the underlying files it needs, and then it grabs them all simultaneously. And then it executes them in the right order. So it figures all that out, and it's also smart enough to combine all this stuff together because you don't want to do too many requests, right? You just want to do, you know, the least number of requests to be able to get the necessary files downloaded.
Sounds good. Yep. And lazy loading?
Lazy loading, yeah.
I don't know, we'll prod you in that direction.
Yeah,
what's going on with that?
Yeah, so lazy loading is a really great feature of the script loader. Let's say that you're creating a page and you want to put a print button in the page. And, you know, I don't know, 99% of the people who use your website never click that print button. But when they do click the print button, you want to, you know, execute some JavaScript. It wouldn't make sense to load all of that JavaScript functionality up front because 99% of people don't want to go through that pain.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing is, with lazy loading, the script loader supports that, you can just call, you know, the stuff inside of a function, and it will load it automatically at the point when you need it. So so you don't have to, it goes to a pay-as-you-go model instead of a pay-up-front model.
Mm-hmm. So is there going to be a little delay in terms of clicking that print button, something happening because the script loader behind the scenes is bringing stuff back?
I would put a little, you know, dancing bear. Or
dancing bear, best practice, well, you heard it here.
There you go.
Well, or maybe a loading, remember, loading animation.
Oh, right, yeah, that would be better.
Yeah. Could be a dancing bear, could be another circle, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, something to indicate some progress. But yeah, the point is, I mean, if you have, you know, we're getting to the point now where we can build really interesting, complicated, you know, Ajax applications. And we need things like script loaders and all this stuff to be able to make that possible.
Yep.
And so this allows programming in the large.
Fantastic. And script combining, is that something that's supported as
Yes.
well?
Yes. Yeah, great question. So, yeah, script combining. So, you know, people who are concerned about front-end performance are concerned about the whole issue of, you know, the number of requests that you have to make back to the server. More requests, slower.
Refer to that as a chatty application.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, you want to avoid that. So, what we do is we register combinations of scripts so that the script loader is smart enough to know that, you know, if you need both templates and data in the data context or whatever, it knows, well, I have one file I can download instead of having to download three or four files. And that way it just makes everything much more efficient.
Sounds good. So performance-wise, it sounds like there's a lot of enhancements we've made.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's nice, snappy, fast, responsive websites.
Yep.
Partial RIAs, we might even call them, rich internet applications. That's the way we're thinking about them these days. In the spectrum of application you see on the web, you've got, you know, from a basic HTML application to one that's been sprinkled on a little bit of JavaScript, all the way through to a rich RIA with Silverlight. So that's kind of the spectrum of apps you can build today. So, next demo, I think you've got another one itching to show.
Yeah, I am itching to show. So as I said before, the real strength of the Microsoft Ajax library is data access.
Right.
And so I did want to show you an example of, this is a more complex demo, and in this one, let me show you what it does first, and then we can see the code for doing it. There we go.
Oh, are these your photographs?
No, they're actually Nikhil Kathari's photographs.
Oh, but thank you very much, Mr. Kathari.
Very nice. This is you know, a good application. I mean, you can click on the thumbnails of the images. It's showing down here. It's showing, you know, the full size image. This, you can imagine putting this on a website.
A classic master detail scenario.
There you go. So how did we do this? Well, if you look at the code back here, first, in this case, we're just created a static JavaScript array.
But these could come from a database or a service in the cloud.
Absolutely, yep. And then what we're doing is we're taking advantage of the script loader.
The sys.require. Yep. We now love that.
Yep, we love that. So we're pulling up a watermark. I'm not even sure we're using a watermark, so I'm not sure why we're pulling it up. But the important thing here is we're pulling up a data view control.
Oh.
So data view control is what we're using to show, you know, both the list of images and the detail. So it's used for both the master and the detail.
Nice.
And so we create the master data view right here. And we have this nice imperative syntax now where you say sys.create data view. And then we're grabbing out a DOM element. So there's a DOM element called image list view in the page. And then we're saying that data right here. And so this creates our master. And then we create our detail data view right here.
So we've used data view twice now.
Yeah, we have two data views, yeah. Right. And this is where we bind the two data views together. We just say sys.bind, and we've now, you know, attached the one data view to the other data view. So very, very clean, you know, imperative syntax, and it wires it up to create something that, you know, a application I could imagine putting on a website.
Cool. And if you scroll down a little bit more, we've got an example of client-side templates, haven't we?
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's a good thing to point out. So the master view is rendered with this HTML right here. And if you look inside of the HTML, you'll notice that there's these little binding placeholders right here.
Now, there's a trick here, isn't there? Because depending on whether you use the binding word, different things happen. So just explain that quickly.
Yeah, sure. So this is actually taking advantage of a feature called live bindings. And with live bindings, what you're able to do is, if I make changes to this now, this master list, those changes will be reflected throughout the page. So this is, if you're used to working with WPF, you're used to these concepts of bindings. And what we've done is we've taken those concepts and we've moved it over to JavaScript.
Right, okay. Yeah. That sounds really cool. So could we see that in action in the, on the page itself?
Because I noticed you had a place where you could type in the caption of the photograph.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't even
notice
that.
So there's where you use your watermark.
Yeah, there is a watermark. You know this demo better than I do. Okay, so
I've seen it before, for full disclosure.
Rock in the ocean. Okay, I'm going to tab out. That's all I'm doing. But keep your eyes up here.
Eyes on the prize.
Okay, here we go. Tabbing out. Ooh, look at that. And did I have to write JavaScript code to, you know, find that DOM element and update it?
I'm guessing not.
That's right. Perfect. No JavaScript code. It's just there's a live binding now between everywhere where, you know, the description appears, they're bound together with the underlying data.
Looks sweet to me.
Yes. Yeah. Cool. So the other thing that I should mention, you brought up the whole issue of performance before.
Right.
And I forgot to tell you one other thing. We were super excited about launching the Microsoft Ajax CDN a couple weeks ago.
Oh, great segue. Yeah. So for everybody at home who doesn't know what a CDN stands for, nice acronym, what does it stand for, Stephen?
It's a content delivery network.
Excellent. Uh-huh. And what are the benefits that that provides?
So there's two big benefits. One benefit is it makes it very, very easy to use any of the JavaScript libraries that we put on the CDN. So I should actually say on the CDN we're putting jQuery, we're putting the Microsoft Ajax library, and also the all the scripts that you use in an MVC application. So you want to use all that stuff. What you can do is instead of having to download, say, you know, jQuery and on your web server, you can just go ahead and just put a script reference in your page to ajax.microsoft.com, and that gives you a way to now, you know, grab all those files across the web. So ease of using these different libraries is one of the big benefits.
So why would I want to put or use the JavaScript files that are on a Microsoft CDN versus on my own web server?
Yeah, great question. So the big benefit here is performance. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, every time you visit a website out there that uses, you know, either the Microsoft Ajax library or jQuery, you know, all those files have to be downloaded into your browser again.
Right.
Which is kind of crazy if you think about it. I mean, it's the exact same, you know, Microsoft Ajax files or jQuery files every time you go to a different website.
Mm-hmm. And these files are used on a lot of big websites as well that you visit every day, or your own visitors visit on a different website, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're going to come down, they're going to cache locally in the browser.
For that domain, for that particular domain, and then as soon as they go to a new domain, then, you know, they have to download the exact same file again. Mm-hmm. So CDN gets around that limitation of browsers, because it's all going to ajax.microsoft.com. And so a browser can cache it across multiple websites. So that's one benefit. The other benefit of using the CDN is, you know, there's thousands of these edge servers located all around the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're in China, you don't have to make a request all the way to the United States to be able to get, you know, your JavaScript files. They're right there in China. So you can you can download them locally instead of having to make a, you know, a long running request.
And that's cool because, hey, I'm going to land a web application out there. I don't want to have to spin up servers all over the world.
Thousands of servers.
That could be expensive,
right? I would think it would be expensive.
Microsoft, let us foot the bill for that operation.
We're being very generous, aren't we?
It's like Christmas come up, I would say.
I know.
That.
It's outrageous.
You're paying for this? Are you sure about this? That's crazy.
Yeah, right.
No, but in all seriousness, it's like a big benefit. For all the web developers out there who are using JavaScript libraries. So make sure you hit up ajax.microsoft.com for all of your jQuery and your Microsoft Ajax library downloads.
Yep.
And Scott Goo, I think, has got a great blog post on that and how to get started. So that's a good place to go. So I think we've covered off pretty much everything. So we've got the new Preview 6 coming out.
Yes.
There's a few things in it. It sounds like there's the imperative syntax, which is looking really nice, clean, making a difference between the markup and then your code and your application.
Yep.
There's the jQuery
integration,
which is looking really nice now. And so you've got familiarity there and interoperability. Yep. And then the script loader, which is just hotness, right?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, that is really,
cool.
really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So Mr. Dave Reed, good work out there for that. So just remains to be said, you know, what are the go-dos? So where do you get the...
Go-dos?
What do you need to go and do now?
What's the action items?
Whatever you...
I don't know. So in the United States, we use action items.
Action items.
Yes.
There you go. For our US viewers, action items for everybody else in the world, go-dos or whatever you want to call it. So where do I get the Preview 6?
Yeah, so go to www.asp.net /Ajax.
It should be on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, like right down there. Yeah, so that has a downloads page, and we have a prominent button where you can go download the latest preview.
And that's actually hosted on the Codeplex site. So
that is.
Banging on the fact that it's an open source
initiative.
Yeah, that's very, very cool.
Yep.
And then, of course, we've got what we call the Web Platform Installer, which is the really easy way to get your dev environment spun up. So if you want to download that and get Visual Web Developer, SQL, Server Express, with the IntelliSense stuff, ASP.NET MVC, and a host of example applications and other goodness, head to Microsoft.com/web and click on the Web Platform Installer link. The link is down on your screen now. And then we've got a few blog posts coming out about the new Preview 6. So head over to ASP.NET for those, and there'll be some links there.
That's right.
Other than that, I think, you know, what we've seen today is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And we look forward to, well, the final thing is, hey,
when
is this?
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to forget that.
I was nearly. Well caught. But, we've done a series of previews, but when is this thing actually going to come out prime time?
Prime time. So our big release, the thing that we've been working toward, is for the PDC, for the Microsoft Professional Developers Conference, which is, you know, not that long. It's like, what, a month from now?
Scarily, yes.
Oh man, what am I doing here? We gotta get to work.
We have. So straight after this, we're gonna be crunching some more code.
Yeah.
But interestingly, I mean, between now and then, you're gonna be launching five new previews or something like that. But you're so fast. Yeah, this team is just agile. It's craziness. But no, seriously, the next thing that's gonna be coming out, this team is gonna be the main release.
And that's the big thing we've been working toward for the last year. So this is, you know, this is our big release. This is our first chance to show all the features that we've been working on to, you know, the larger developer community. So we're super excited about the PDC release.
Fantastic. Well, Stephen, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
All goodness. And we hope everybody's really excited about it. Thank you very much for your time.